Look, I didn't want to be a half-blood. Being a half-blood is dangerous. It's scary. Most of the time, it gets you killed in painful, nasty ways. If you think you might be one of us, my advice is turn away while you still can. Because once you know what you are, they'll sense it too. And they'll come for you. Don't say I didn't warn you. My name is Percy Jackson. I'm 12 years old. Am I a troubled kid? Yeah, you could say that. Bad grades, bullies, all the normal stuff. And then there's some other stuff. Some stuff that's maybe not so normal. That's me, back in second grade. Why was I up there? I saw something. At least, I could have sworn I saw something. When you say you saw something like that, you wind up in this guy's office. Good news. He's saying there's nothing to worry about. It's all in my imagination. But if it happens again, make sure to tell someone. It happened again. These impossible things that felt like they walked right out of the stories my mom always told me. So real one minute, and then the next.
I'm a loser.
Hey, fellas, want to come hear about the imaginary stuff I see? It's not a thing you want to be saying to anyone. So I didn't. And then something changed. I met Grover. We had a lot in common. And not just because we were both at the bottom of the food chain. And you know what? It felt good to talk about these things with Grover. You could almost believe they were imaginary. Weird, but harmless. Until the day that changed, too. The day one of them decided to come for me.
What you see here, they are not fictions. They are not fantasies. What you see here are the truest and deepest parts of yourselves. Friends. The gods, the monsters, the heroes you see here in this room are reminders of what we are capable of. Now, on your worksheets, I want you to choose one of the subjects you see here and describe it. Not just how it looks, but how it makes you feel. Okay, come
on. What do you see?
Perseus. That's me.
Mm-hmm. That's who you're named after.
Is that why you named me after him? Because he was a hero?
What makes you think he was a hero?
Because he kills monsters.
What makes you think that she was a monster?
Mom.
Not everyone who looks like a hero is a hero. And not everyone who looks like a monster is a monster. I named you after him because when he was a very little boy, he and his mother were placed in a wooden chest and cast out into the sea by a very angry king. alone, afraid. And at night, his mother would whisper in his ear, "Hold fast, Perseus. Brave the storm that was made to break us, for we are unbreakable as long as we have each other." And against all odds, he managed to find his way to a happy ending.
Percy?
Mom?
I'm right here, sweetie. Mommy's here.
Mr. Jackson, you will learn to control yourself. Do you understand me?
Me?
Do you understand me?
He can't help it, Mrs. Dodds. Percy's special.
That's enough. Pay them no mind. When you're ready to hear what the gods have in store for you, they'll tell you. I believe in you. And I believe you'll be needing this. Hang on to that. It is a mighty instrument.
All sorts of schools of thought about what drives that kind of bullying. Childhood trauma, feelings of inadequacy.
Look, I get the nastiest issues. I'm just getting tired of her taking them out on me. I feel like maybe it's time to do something about it.
You could make an appointment to see Mr. Kane. He's really good at talking to you.
I was thinking more like shoving Nancy in the nearest dumpster.
Oh. Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, there's one thing I know about bullies, is that you should never, ever stand up to them.
Doesn't sound right.
Look, I know this place is hard for people like us. We're not gonna be here forever. There are better places out there.
Oops.
Percy?
Jackson.
Mrs. Dodds? You okay?
It was only a matter of time before we found you.
Where is it, Half-Blood? Where is it?
Jeff? Room some room, please.
What happened? Where's Mrs. Dodds?
I didn't do anything to him!
Everyone go back to your lunches. It's all right. Percy just needs a moment, that's all.
I don't understand. Didn't anyone just see that? Where's Mrs. Dodds?
Percy. There's no one here by that name. All right, class, let's move along. Let's go. Eat your lunch. The truth can be so very hard to determine. But in this case, the truth seems very hard to deny. Mr. Jackson, a number of your classmates saw you and Mr. Underwood arguing with Miss Bobofit. Yet you have offered no explanation for how she ended up in that fountain, other than, I didn't touch Nancy. Now, isn't there anything else you'd like to say for yourself?
I didn't touch Nancy.
Okay. Mr. Underwood. Do you have anything to add?
Yes. I do.
Go on.
Percy had told me earlier in the day that he wanted to get back at Nancy for all she'd done to us.
Grover?
And he isn't being truthful about what happened at the fountain.
Grover!
Excuse me. Are you saying you saw Mr. Jackson assault Miss Bobo Fett?
Yes, I did.
None of this is easy. Not for you, not for any of us. I'm very concerned about you, Percy. I saw what happened at the museum.
I didn't touch Nancy.
I know you didn't. At least, I know you think you didn't. Do you want to tell me what you think did happen? You can tell me. I might just understand.
You want to bet?
Percy, I've seen a lot of young people go through this sort of thing in my time. But of all of them, I suspect that you might have the most difficult journey. I suspect you are special, so much more so than you know.
Just stop. Okay, I don't need any more stories about how special I don't realize I am. They aren't helping. This is my ride. I'm going home.
Percy.
Hey, Eddie. Sorry about that.
I'm walking out. You're walking in. I should be apologizing to you.
What? Hell, hello. Welcome home, genius.
Is my mom home from work?
Oh, is that all you gotta say to me? Huh? After failing out of school?
Fail out of school?
Your principal called, and that's what he said. Said you got kicked out.
They called mom's cell. You answer mom's cell?
I answer whatever's ringing. So what'd you get kicked out for,
He said I attacked a kid on a field trip.
Okay. All right. But still, if you're gonna live under my roof, you gotta live by my rules.
Your roof? My mom is the only one employed here.
Excuse me? I have a job. What does it look like I'm doing right now?
Losing at imaginary poker?
You would think that because you're a child and you don't understand things.
Where's
like...
my mom?
I don't know. I don't know where your mom is. I'm not Nostradamus. What are we doing, Percy? Every time. Wow. Wow.
Mom, I'm really sorry. I tried this time. You know how hard I've been trying, but this time, it really wasn't my fault.
It really wasn't my fault.
I'm all wet now.
I'm sorry. I'm just very glad to see you.
I found Gabe on the phone with the headmaster. He told me what he thinks happened with Nancy Bobo Fett. I told him I believe my kid. It was a real sure call. Hey, all that matters is that you're here, okay? And that I had enough time to pick up your welcome home gift. Mr. Bruner called me too. He told me about Grover. Do you want to talk about it? Is there something else you want to talk about?
Something happened to me. Something has been happening to me. More than just my mind wandering, and it got worse, and I'm scared.
Gabe?
Mom.
I don't know how anyone expects me to get any work done.
Percy and I are leaving for Montauk. I'll have the car back by Sunday morning.
Whoa. Since when are you going to Montauk?
I called to reserve the place as soon as I got off the phone with Yancey.
Who's Yancey?
The school.
Okay. And why exactly am I okay with this?
Because on my way home on Sunday, I'm going to stop at D'Angelo's and pick up sandwiches in time for tip-off. But if you make this miserable, I'm going to go anyway. And then I'm going to eat my sandwich and yours while I listen to the game on the radio.
You know, I hate watching the Knicks alone.
So do I.
Like, make sure they put the hot peppers on my sandwich, please.
Not if you're going to ask like that.
I said please. Please, could you have them put the peppers on my sandwich?
You got it.
Take your shoes off before you get in my car. You understand me?
We have a lot to talk about, but that storm out there, it's getting angrier, so let's get ahead of it. We'll talk at the beach, okay? Pack your bag, let's go.
On three.
Ready? One, two, three. I found the good marshmallows, ones that don't burn so easy.
I don't think it was ever the marshmallows' fault I wasn't paying attention. Mom, I need to talk to you. I'm used to feeling weird. I'm used to the world feeling weird to me, like a puzzle with half the wrong pieces. I try to pay attention, and I really try, but then I'm daydreaming. I can't help it. But lately, it hasn't felt like daydreaming. It's felt, I don't know, more real, maybe. And then we were at the museum and...
You saw something. Something that felt real to you, but no one else could see. What did she say to you?
How did you know it was a she?
Do you know why we come to this cabin every year?
Because it's near the septic tank, so it's cheap. Mom, how did you know about that thing I saw?
We come to this place every year because this is the place I met your father.
My dad. What does my dad have to do with this?
A long time ago, I met a man here on the beach. He was wise and brave and kind and noble. From the moment I first saw him, I knew that I had never met a man like him before. And then I realized he was unlike any man I had ever met before, because he wasn't a man at all. He was a god.
You fell in love with God? Like Jesus?
Not God, a god, Percy. The stories that I have told you about Greek gods and heroes and monsters, they are real.
Mom.
In those stories, I have told you about how gods and mortals would sometimes have
Mom,
children together,
stop.
Children
Mom.
Called demigods, and sometimes they are known as half-bloods.
That's what the monster called me. Mom, what's happening?
You are a half-blood. And half-bloods are not safe in the world. Once they reach a certain age and they begin to understand what they are, terrible forces are drawn to them, driven to harm them before they can become strong enough to fight back. That is what you have been feeling. It has always been a part of who you are. It was always coming. I just...
Why are you telling me
this? Percy, I know that this is hard to understand, but you have to believe me that this is real.
But this is crazy, okay? I'm not a god. There is something wrong with my brain. I understand that I'm weird. Believe me, I get it. But I'm afraid something may be really broken now. And now you're telling me stories like it's gonna make it okay? No, I'm not a baby. I know there's no such thing as monsters. I know there's no such thing as gods. And I know for certain that there is no such thing as demigods.
Who's there?
Mrs. Jackson, it's Grover.
Grover?
This is a little time sensitive. Could someone maybe open the door?
What is he doing here? I don't want to see him. Wait, Mom.
I asked to have the night. You said we could all leave in the morning.
Sorry, I'm early, but I didn't have any choice. Things have changed. This is all developing a lot faster than we anticipated.
Early? You should have asked me before you... Whatever it is you're going to say, I don't want to hear it. Grover?
Percy? Okay, so something's coming.
Grover.
And I know, that sounds really bad.
Grover.
But the important thing is not to panic.
I'm not panicking.
Grover?
Right? I'm also definitely not panicking. I feel very good about how we're doing so far.
Grover!
What?
Grover, why is there half a goat in your pants?
Oh, it's... Oh. Oh, boy, she didn't tell you about... You didn't tell him about me?
You're early.
So the important thing is not to panic.
We'll continue this in the car. Let's go.
My job has been to guide you to this moment. It's always an emotional roller coaster for a young demigod, so providing a support system is really...
Who are you?
I'm Grover. I'm your best friend and...
What are you?
I'm a satyr. And I'm your protector.
You're my protector?
If I hadn't gotten you kicked out of school, you'd have never survived the night. What's chasing us now would have found you there easily. I'm sorry. Usually I can sense danger coming a mile away, but this time, well, none of us saw Dodds coming.
So you knew? That thing that Dodds turned into, you saw it happen? Why didn't you say anything?
I saw some of it. The mist kept her hidden even from us until it was too late.
Mist? What's a mist?
The mist. It's the veil that hides the magical world from the human world. My legs, Dodds's wings, even Dodds's absence. But it isn't supposed to hide things from me. That never happens. Something powerful is at work here. The sooner we get you to camp, the better off you're... You told him about camp, right?
Not yet, no.
Camp is a sanctuary for half-bloods. A safe space where you can learn who you are and what the world is like on the other side of the mist. It's not far, actually, just a little ways past the bend up there.
Mom, what else haven't we talked about? What else haven't you told me?
Is that the Minotaur?
Once the attacks start, they never let up. Okay, Dodds was just the beginning. He is next. He is brutal. He is relentless.
He's wearing underpants.
The Myth and Magic cards were training. Everything has been training for what's still ahead of you.
What's ahead of me?
Boys?
Yeah?
I'm actually 24.
Hold on, please.
No monsters can cross it. Percy will be safe on the other side.
Percy will be. But will all of us be safe?
Grover, I am entrusting you to protect my son, my only child.
Don't worry, Mrs. Jackson. Percy will be totally safe again.
Swear it.
What's happening?
Swear it, Grover. Keep him safe from anyone or anything that comes for him, that wants to do harm, that looks at him the wrong way. Do you understand me?
I swear.
I gotta go now, sweetheart.
Go? What do you mean, go?
I can't go with you.
Why can't you?
She's human.
You're gonna need to be brave now. Remember what I taught you. Remember the stories I told you, especially the stories they will tell you.
No way.
Mom, I'm not leaving you.
Perseus, listen to me. You are not broken. You are singular. You're a miracle. And you are my son.
What are you gonna do?
He smells half-blood. That's what he's tracking, yeah?
That's right.
So if he smells you in two directions at once, maybe I can confuse him, buy us both a little time to get away.
Mom, please don't.
Hey, it'll be okay.
Hush, Annabeth. He's waking. Everyone, give him some space, please. Welcome to camp, Percy Jackson. We've been expecting you. Thank you.
the games begin!
It's so important I get here because my father's a god. So I'm gonna go find him.